This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is growing tension over New York's energy future. Joining us on the WBEN Liveline this morning, State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort, who was at a public hearing yesterday by the state's Energy Plan Task Force on this all-electric transition. Rob, people are complaining now about electric bills, but under this mandate, that cost is going to be driving those bills up even more, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct, Susan. We've seen energy utility bills go up in New York as a result of a PSC-approved rate hikes, in some cases by 15% in some areas or in certain bills. And under this plan, essentially what is happening, and this is a continuation or maybe a culmination of what we've seen as far as All Electric Buildings Act. We've seen the elimination of the 100-foot rule. We've seen, the CLCPA and sort of the result of that, banning gas appliances, gas hookups as of January 1st of 2026. You won't be able to build a new home in New York that has gas appliances or gas hookups. And under this plan, it's really a formalized transition to a forced electrification of New York, the elimination of natural gas as an option. Nuclear, while the governor pushed it earlier this summer, that's not anytime soon. That is not, and it's far from a certainty at this juncture. And so you're getting away from fossil fuels. You don't have a replacement for that. You think you're going to power the whole state off of wind, solar, and electric. And what that's going to result in, because you're seeing less choice for New York consumers and less reliability as a result of that choice or lack of choice, is you're going to see higher prices and less reliability. So you're going to pay more, and you're going to have a less reliable power source because currently the grid cannot handle the base load that we currently have. So as you bring more people, forcing more people into electrification onto the electric grid, you're going to have more challenges, possible brownouts, and that kind of a thing. And so we are encouraging New Yorkers. Last night, there were a lot of Western New Yorkers at the Buffalo Public Library. We're encouraging people to go out to these hearings to either submit written comments or speak publicly against this plan and let these folks hear from not just Rob Ort and George Borrello and other elected officials, but hear from ratepayers directly.
Do you find that there's a lot of finger pointing going on when everybody sees their higher energy bill? Do you find that a lot of it is misguided? You know, we've heard so much about smart meters. We've heard so much about this or that, that really people are missing maybe the root cause of these higher bills.
You know, Brian, I do. And it's a great question and a great point. I think part of the issue is, you know, you don't get your energy bill from the state of New York, right? It's always who delivers the bill that usually gets the heat, so to speak, no pun intended, or gets the criticism, right? So if National Fuel delivers your gas bill or National Grid, your electric bill, and it's higher, that's who you're going to blame, right? Because they're the ones who gave you the bill, and it's the greedy utility company. But to use sort of, I think to address this a little bit, I also think, you know, how energy bills are calculated is very confusing for a lot of people. They don't know what goes into the delivery charge, the production charge, you know, the tax. They don't look at all that stuff. They look at the bottom number. But to put this in a little perspective for people who are listening, in the state of Pennsylvania, now they have utility companies. In some cases, they have the same utility companies. I would imagine they're just as greedy and they're just as much trying to make a profit as the utility companies in New York. So if that's the same, if we can agree that that's the same, people in Pennsylvania pay rates that are 40% lower than in the state of New York. Energy prices in Pennsylvania are 40%, in some cases, lower than here in the state of New York. Now, why would a neighboring state be that different from the state of New York? Why would their prices of utility and to heat their homes and to gas up, you know, their businesses, why would those be so much lower? The only difference are the people who make the laws in Albany versus the people who make the laws in Harrisburg. It's a very different governing philosophy. It's a different energy policy. We are doing things here in New York that make energy more expensive, that make the cost of powering your home or your business significantly more expensive than a state right next door. And that is really the biggest driver of why people's energy bills right now are going up. Pennsylvania doesn't have a CLCPA. Pennsylvania doesn't have a Green New Deal that they've instituted at a state level. New York is doing it, and that is going to result in higher prices for New Yorkers.
Rob, when did we lose the benefit of having hydropower in our backyard? Because we used to have a benefit. We don't anymore.
Yeah, you don't see the benefit, right? You don't see that. I mean, for a long time, obviously, we have the Niagara Power Project right in my district, right here in Western New York. Now, there is still there are several businesses in Western New York who do receive low cost hydropower or a break on their energy usage as a result of being within 50 miles of the Niagara Power Project. But as far as residents, there is really no discernible benefit to living near the power. So if you're a business, New York has used low-cost hydropower to keep certain businesses or attract certain businesses here within the 50-mile radius. As a residential customer, there's really no discernible benefit. And I would argue the business benefit is waning because, yes, you're getting a break compared to other New York businesses, but you might not be getting a break, and in a lot of cases you're not, compared to businesses in other states. And increasingly, a lot of companies, as you guys know, they're national, they're international. And so they have options. It's not like, do I locate in Lancaster or do I locate in Niagara Falls? It's, do I locate in New York at all, or do I locate in Tennessee or North Carolina or Texas? And a lot of times compared to those states, even with the quote-unquote low-cost hydropower that we offer, it is still not enough to keep companies here in New York State and certainly in Western New York.
Well, Rob, thanks so much for the time this morning, and we'll continue to follow especially this issue. State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort joining us live here on WBEN, talking about the state's all-electric push and the pushback that's happening right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.